Today is a very special feast day for many Catholics because we celebrate Our Lady of Fatima. And I think the message of Fatima still applies today, my brothers and sisters, because she appeared at a time and place under a regime that was very dictatorial, as well as secularistic, and making sure that God had no place in his power or authority. She appeared to three young children and asked them to spread the message that called them back to the Lord, to pray the rosary and have the Marian devotion that we still now a day. So that in preparation, in praying for the world, we might change and form our hearts after God's own heart. Today, we're called, my brothers and sisters, to do the same thing. Prayer in preparation for the world, that we pray for those who cannot pray or don't know how to pray, as well as to use the rosary, pray for the salvation of souls, pray that God is an important part of people's life, and knowing that he uses people that are very small and insignificant, just like he used the three children to bring other people back. So that's my message and encouragement for you and for me today as we celebrate Our Lady of Fatima. The message of Fatima wasn't just a historical message. It applies nowadays. Allow Our Lady to speak to us, to hold our hand, to bring us back to the Lord, and allow Our Lady to use our nothingness, our littleness, our docility and obedience, and our trust in the Lord to bring other people back. The message of Fatima is the message for us. May we pray for the conversion of the world and give ourselves in devotion to her Immaculate Heart. My brothers and sisters, be that prayerful presence, that humble presence for the world right now that is lost, that is secularistic, that have nothing else to live for. The message of Fatima applies to each and every one of us today.